caliber meeting. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian senior officials saying that U.S. Secretaries Blinken and Austin met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday, making it the highest level visit by an American delegation to Kyiv since the Russian invasion began.
It took the American and Ukrainian press corps by shock, really, when it was announced during a press conference by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He was holding that meeting with the press underground in a subway station because there are very few places where he could actually be seen in public.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. The last U.S. official to meet in person with President Zelensky was Vice President Harris in February. Ukraine pleading with Western allies for more powerful weapons to use against Russian forces in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, President Zelensky congratulating French President Emmanuel Macron winning his second term Sunday. Macron defeating far-right opponent Marine Le Pen in a runoff. In his address at the Eiffel Tower, the incumbent, through a translator, discussing the need for unity in France.
Together, we must work towards that unity, which is the only way through which we can live happier in France and overcome the challenges that will come in the coming years.
Sound courtesy of France 24. Authorities identifying 22-year-old Bishop E. Evans as the Texas National Guardsman who is believed to have drowned after attempting to rescue two illegal migrants from the river. The migrants now in police custody. Officials saying they were involved in drug trafficking. Authorities saying wind-driven wildfires in Nebraska killing a retired fire chief and injuring at least 15 firefighters. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham declaring state of emergency over growing wildfires. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Police saying five teenagers, two females and three males, were shot outside a Waffle House in downtown Atlanta late Saturday night. All five reportedly in stable condition. Atlanta Police Deputy Chief Timothy Peake providing details of the shooting at a press conference.
They were able to locate three individuals that were shot. Subsequent investigation from that point, they were able to determine that some type of altercation took place. Shots rang out. While on scene, they received updated information that two more people had self-transported themselves to Grady Memorial Hospital.
Two of the male victims charged with carjacking for allegedly stealing the vehicle they used to get to the hospital. The U.S. is seeing a rise in overdose deaths due to their substances unknowingly being laced with fentanyl. FentCheck is a nonprofit based in San Francisco that is providing free fentanyl test strips to bars. FentCheck co-founder Allison Heller telling Fox News Live Sunday the benefits of using the strips.
This is for anyone who's going to engage in maybe a decision you or I might not make and allowing them to take an extra step to make sure that there's some safety.
Volunteers racing to save animals in war-torn Ukraine.
They are the forgotten casualties, often the afterthought of this war. But these dogs and cats in Lviv, Ukraine, are the lucky ones. Natalia Turco helps run this wildlife refuge turned animal rescue. Some are dropped off, others are pulled from war-torn areas, left to fend for themselves. Victor Vidal traveled from Spain. He and his partner for weeks have been driving into some of the hardest-hit cities, risking their lives in search of abandoned and injured pets.
What you going there for saving animals?
What keeps Victor and the many others at rescues like this from giving up? The hope these four-legged creatures will soon find a new home in Lviv, Ukraine. Jeff Paul, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.